song inspired one of my tracks.
Wait, there's a Hellkite section. Sitting over it.
Howdy, everybody! I'm Red Bear from the southwest suburbs of Chicago. I've been on tour right now for about 2 months, and I have like a week and a half or so left. I'm on tour with my best pals, PJ and Ivy, neither of which are present currently. They're somewhere over there.
Shows how much.
Somewhere that's not as cool as over here. But if you guys in the back can't hear me very well, you guys can move up. Or if you want to be closer, you can move up. Or if you want to sit next to me, you can sit next to me. And if you guys have ever heard of Yanni, I only do Yanni covers, so I hope you guys are really into it. And thanks a lot for letting me play out here in Australia tonight. Okay, anyway, this first song is called My Ghost Love Jam.
I'm a ghost, I'll haunt your little home, maybe even get hold your hand. I'll make you toast and bring your breakfast in bed, but you gotta promise not to be afraid. You'll say, pet, why'd you come back, and what you think you're doing in my home? Well, this was fun, but I'm not sure if I'm done, so I came back to coming out with you. Why'd you pick me? Well, that seems, see, I think you're great, and that just isn't alone. I can't visit you, but I think it's about time for you to come visit me. And I don't know where you got that winning smile, but I think you should wear for a while. And I can't feel, but I wish I could, so I can give you one last kiss goodbye. Don't forget me when you're old, you can't see. At least remember how the old times used to be. I can't visit you, but I think it's just about time for you to come visit me. Why'd you pick me? Well, that's easy. You see, I think you're great, and that just isn't death alone. Well, I'm glad you came back, but you know someday you're gonna have to go.
I'm Red Bear in the Unrelenting Fog this evening.
And, Red Bear.
Yeah, what are you guys' names again?
Ryan and Andy.
Ryan and Andy. Sorry, I can't remember my own band's name. It's pretty pathetic, but
That's cool. We'll let it slide this once.
Yeah, just once, please. I'd feel bad if I did it twice. Jason and Terry. Anyway, this next song is a little ditty, and you know.
Drink that water.
sorry, that was a water break. In the middle of the sentence. And it's called Brains! And if you ever wanted me to play it, you'd have to yell it or pretend like you're in a hardcore band or something. But anyway.
Please draw a dotted line right across my forehead. Then please take out my brain and put in a new one. One that maybe works a little better and can find some good reasons to get my ass out of bed. And maybe you have always been that reason, and now I want you in my head. Now it's easy to think, but I can't remember all the fun things I've done, like that time last summer when we went and played in the pool of clay and mud and had the Great Lakes wash us off. ride along. Please draw a dotted line right across my forehead. Then take out my new brain and put in the old one. Cause I don't want to forget you or all my friends. I'd rather have things just stay the same. And I've really got to say, I'm starting to feel attached to my brain.
Thanks, friends. I thank everybody individually that I know helped put on the show and got everybody here, but there's so many of them, you know? So I'm just not going to do any of them, but I'm going to say thanks to everybody. And it looks like those are pretty sweet clothes over there. I don't know whose they are, but I'd like to look at them later. So anyway, I'm gonna play a new song. I have a full length, and both those songs were on it. And then I'm gonna play a couple that aren't. They're newer than new, you know, like the newest. Anyway, it goes like this. And this song's about me converting into Satanism.
Just
give you a little bit of background, okay?
Fuck yes, that's, I'm totally, stop playing.
Okay, this song's actually not about sex. Okay, actually it is. Okay. I'm not the boy I want to be, and I can't stay at this party. It's getting harder and harder. Knock my teeth out when I'm drunk, and drag me to your neighbor's tub. Please just leave me laying there, face up. Cause I've always wanted to wash out with the rain. And it's sad to see that things all stay the same. If it were up to me, I'd be the first thing that I'd change. But it's impossible to be washed down the drain. And when you're with me, I feel the same. And I love you, but I'm never going to change. And when I'm gone, will you all forget my face? And when I'm gone, I might just lose my place. Lose my place. Anyway, again, me and Super Famicom have been on tour for a long time, so if you guys have any donations or anything, that'd be pretty sweet. And he has, like, bookmarks, and we both have CDs and t-shirts and stuff, and, you know, whatever. We'll make you guys stuff, too. We'll draw you guys pictures. But anyway, this, what should I play next?
Not one.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna play another new one. I've only played it at a couple shows so far, but I finally got it. I don't know what it's called, but it goes like this. Moss grows through your tops. Drive through your crops. Man.
were hiding from the snow, but now you see the snow is in your home. I'm doing pretty rock and roll with time.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool. I usually have my set list on the back of my guitar, but I sweated off the other day. So I always look there. So it's never there.
Sorry.
But anyway. Cool. This is my chart-topping hit. Have you guys ever heard of Casey and JoJo or Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, yeah. Well, Dr. Dre produced this song, so he does all the fat beats on it, and Casey and JoJo sing on it. It's pretty rad, I gotta say. But I'm pretty excited to see all the other people that are playing tonight, and it was really great seeing everybody that played already. And it only gets better from here, so thanks a lot for letting me come to Thousand Oaks.
Thanks for coming.
No, thank you, really. Anyway, this song's called Body Parts. You know, it's about separation of like body parts and stuff. Why should we have to be afraid to say things we want to say? Do we need that poison in our blood to make us thrive as humans? Now your colored mask is flushing out, and your flaccid limbs all twist and shout. When you're just body parts strewn on the floor, you'll know what our friendship was for. And I wish that I could find some ways to make sure all the spades have met their spades. And it's not a road that's paved with stone, but it's a road. It's a road we all must walk alone. Sing of rape, you have to wait until it's way too late. And you can't sing about misogyny because it's terrorizing secrecy. And tonight it's my neck on the line, but tomorrow your words over mine. You think these songbirds are singing just for you? Well, I'm sure they'd love to hear you singing too. And when our car is swerving off the road, that's the closest thing I had to hope. And the concrete walls are guiding light. Give us one more chance. Maybe one last chance to wake up at night. Play like just like two or three more. Is that cool?
Yes.
Cool. I'm glad it's cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah. It was like 30 degrees warmer earlier today, up north a little bit. It's pretty weird. You know, the farther south you go, the colder it gets. Because that totally makes sense. But anyway, this song's called "Don't Haunt Me Yet," and it's kind of like a request, you know? Don't haunt me yet. Anyway, it goes like this. I've been walking in your shoes until I formed my feet like the skin on a teenage noose. The bathtub's porcelain turned green. The rusted faucet is letting just enough water in. And now tell me something. How do you get to be so blue? And now tell me something. How do you get to be like you? It's always easier to say people love you and that everything will be okay. But when you're face up to a wall, how much farther you have to fall. And now tell me something. What am I supposed to do? And now tell me something. How'd I get to be like you? A thousand miles west is closer than, is closer than a few feet down where you'll be laid to rest. I don't think I could take a plane to see you, plane to see you. When I'm home, you're laying in the hay. And now tell me something. How'd you get to be so something, how'd you get to be like you, like you? Now tell me something, what am I supposed to do? And now tell me something, how'd I get to be like you?
Big finish? I don't have big finishes. I'm gonna play at least this one song. It might be my last one. We'll see. We'll see how you guys feel afterwards, you know. But this one made it to the disc, you know, and it's called "Sing a Song for Scotland," and it's about singing a song for Scotland. And it's kind of all things Scotland. It's pretty great. I like world music a lot, so. Anyway, this is that jam. This field is my ship, with a tree as its mast. Wave goodbye, but there's no point in waving back. Now you're overseas, where my ship won't float, 'cause it's stuck in the ground. And my ship always takes me back home. So go play in the moors of Scotland, and I'll be here waiting for you to come home and give me smooches on my cheeks. So go play in the moors of Scotland, and I'll be here waiting for you to come home and give me smooches on my cheek. And it will be another magic moment with a tragic history. So I'll put it on my city, and I think I'll call it "Please Don't Forget to Miss Me, 'Cause I'll Miss You." I'll miss. About how pretty Scotland is, and about all of your cool new friends, and about sweet local men. So please take some time out, oh, to miss me, 'cause I'll be sitting here lonely. Thank you. How many more people are playing? A lot? Do we have a problem? Well, fine. I'll turn my notches all the way up to 11 right now. I'll play my notch 11 song, and then I'll be all spent for the rest of the evening. But it got really bright right over there.
Do you want sunglasses?
No, it's cool, but thanks. Actually, I do want sunglasses theoretically.
Well,
like in the future. It's cool though. I just wish I had sunglasses all the time. But I don't. Anyway, this song is kind of the song that got me the name Red Bear. Because I used to play as Patrick Period, because my name's Patrick, and I have periods, so anyway. But then I realized that, you know, it's the 21st century, and if you want to be Googleable, you have to have, like, a pretty Googleable name, and Patrick just isn't very Googleable at all. And I was doing some research, and I was reading about how the Native Americans used to think that during sunset, when the bears were going back to their dens and they looked really red, they thought it was Satan coming to take their souls. And I was like, I could totally be that bear, you know? The satanic bear that comes to take your souls. So I figured, well, that's working for me. And then also, this song was called Bear Hugs already, and it's about the similarities between Jesus Christ and zombies. And there's quite a vast array of those similarities, which I might go a little bit into detail in the song. But thanks again. And Little Wings is playing next, I think. And this chord just gets louder. That means that I'm lying. It used its sharp teeth to drag its body across the floor. Looked it straight in the eyes and it let out a roar. Its roar was so loud that it shook the house. You looked down, smiled, and watched the night and slipped behind a glass of milk. Oh, oh, oh. I never want to see you back here again. But if I live to live life, I can't live it if you're not my friend. Coffee so I can throw one down during the climax. Well, you know you'll probably end up doing that for me, because my bones are so frail and my mouth is so weak. And if Jesus really came back from the dead and he smiled and said hi, I think we'd have a lot more to live for. Ooh. And if Jesus was a zombie and he bit some heads and he could still fly, I think we'd have a lot more to pray for. Coming up next, like four or five.
One.